This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A. Stars. What are the odds on finding another writer in a village of 500 souls? Living in tiny Hopkins, I figured that was highly unlikely. But then I met award-winning science fiction writer Martin Shoemaker.
It's good to meet you, Martin, another person from Hopkins, and there's not many of us out there.
No, there's a whole lot more cows than writers, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've got to get some of those cows writing as well. So Hopkins is a tiny little village.
Yes.
Between Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, pretty much the halfway mark. Are you a native of Hopkins?
Actually, I was born and raised in Byron Center, which 50 years ago was pretty rural.
Yeah.
And then I got a chance, because growing up, I was sure I was a city kid. I was sure that I wanted nothing to do with the country. And then I spent a couple of years living in the city and realized that I like elbow room. I like neighbors at a distance. When you need to talk to people, there's people around. Go to the local coffee shop, get to know your neighbors, but not always 15 feet away.
And you can always talk to those cows. Good listeners. So you're a science fiction writer. Why that genre? What was it that drew you to that?
I almost can't answer that question because it's been about as long as I can remember. I mean, sometimes I dabble in mystery, a little fantasy, but essentially I grew up in a science fiction age. I grew up with the Apollo program. And so I grew up with this concept of we're going to space, we're going to space, we're going to space. Well, then of course our Apollo program petered out and the shuttle program went to the edge of space, but that still is the original inspiration I'm pretty sure that had me going. I grew up with all these Apollo artifacts and everything in the house from my older brothers. It just, for me, that was always where we were going.
When did you start writing? As a child already? Or when did you discover your talent for words?
I have been writing or telling stories before I could write for literally as long as I remember. When my brother Steve went to college, he got a typewriter as a graduation gift. And I was fascinated that this thing could make real books. And so here I am, 5 years old. I can't even reach the tabletop hardly. So I pulled that great big typewriter down on my lap, and I've been typing that way ever since. So I've been telling stories almost as long as I can read or even longer. Professionally, I lacked persistence. I got a rejection or two at 13 or 14 and thought, I can't do this. I want to, but I can't. And then I learned to program. And programming comes very naturally for me. Programming is a good job field. I like it. And so I got distracted. And I'd try again 10 years or so and get some rejections and I give up. Eventually, in my late 40s, I tried again. I had, again, some rejections, but I tried a little harder, figuring I haven't given this really what it takes. But I had just about completely given up again. And my last submission was to the Writers of the Future contest, which has a quarterly deadline. The story had just come back from one magazine. So I said, well, it's the end of the quarter. This is my last chance. I'm sending it out to this contest. And then I gave up and went back to programming. 3 months later, the contest calls me and tells me my story is a finalist out of thousands of entries for that quarter. And I said, oh, maybe I should reconsider this. And then a month after that, they call me to give me the bad news that I wasn't one of the three winners for that quarter, but that Jerry Purnell loved my story. Jerry Purnell, with his partner Larry Niven, have written practically all of my favorite books in the science fiction field.
Wow, that had to feel good.
Yep. And that was when I said, it's time to give up giving up.
I love it.
And that's sort of a message I now try to give to new writers is, rejection's part of it. Succeeding, a big part of it is, just keep taking the rejections and keep trying.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A. Stars. When I ask Martin Shoemaker where readers can find his work online, I discover that he has a dark side.
MartinLShoemaker.com. Shoemaker.space should redirect to that, and it's easier for people to remember.
And EvilMartin.com.
And EvilMartin.com.
Tell us about Evil Martin.
All right. Eventually, I won Writers of the Future, but between that first finalist and winning, I became a very active member of the forum where we help each other out with reading stories and saying, here's what works in the contest and here's what doesn't and so on. And one of my mantras to try to get people back on work is right. That sometimes we distract ourselves, and sometimes we need to, but sometimes we distract ourselves because we're afraid of taking that next step in the story. But sometimes I was the one distracting people, and that became Evil Martin. When I was posting jokes and videos and such that were basically encouraging bad habits as opposed to being out and writing, I became Evil Martin. Evil Martin is the one who tempts people when he maybe knows something that's coming up in the contest that hasn't been officially announced yet because I have my sources. And so pretty much he became one of the most popular members of the forum, more popular than me, actually. When people see the Evil Martin face show up, they know something's coming.
Oh, that's fun. And you also work as, you mentioned programming before, you work as a software developer when you're not writing. How do the two intersect from both directions? One helps the writing and the writing helps the other. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, the writing helps the software because I think one of the big failures we have as a software development community is we're weird. We're geeks. We are very, very invested in this technology, and we don't always think like regular people do when they see things that for us, what we think of as simple and obvious is not what regular people will see. And frankly, we're wrong because there's a tiny fraction of us for a huge number of users. So understanding and remembering how different people see things in the world is a valuable programming skill. The other direction gets a little more complicated. David Farland is the coordinating judge for Writers of the Future, and he is also a New York Times bestselling writer himself, and he's a phenomenal writing teacher. And in his writing lessons, he talks about what he calls transport. He thinks that this is a big part of what people want in any genre of literature, is they want to be immersed in an experience that's different from their day-to-day life. And he talks about three kinds of transport. There's emotional transport, which is psychology, getting inside the heads of your characters, making characters that the reader can really believe these are real people. And he talks about sensory transport, basically description, describing your world so believably that the reader can see that it's around them, it's in their heads, they can see it, they can taste it. And last, he talks about intellectual transport, which what we in the science fiction community tend to call world building. You make a consistent, logical, believable world so the reader believes, at least for the duration of a story, this could happen. And he says, if you have any one of those, you're going to sell stories. If you have any two of those, you're going to have a career. And if you have three, you're going to have a best-selling career because you've managed to all the tricks it takes to make a reader believe this story. He says, I am very good at the intellectual transport because when he walks into my world, all the pieces fit. They all work together. They all go together. That's what I do as a programmer every day.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Martin Shoemaker, a science fiction writer living in Hopkins. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. And thanks for listening.